129.
Is that what we are now?
Yeah, man. Bruv. Yeah, I think it is 129. The return.
Yeah. I know, like, what season?
The return.
Season four?
Now we're season four. Now this is season four.
I got a face. Four, man.
Apologies to everybody. Apologies. I wish we could give you a deep story of saying why, of what happened or anything. It was nothing. It was just life was life and for
we
everybody.
Messed up. See, what we should have done was, said we'll talk about why we wasn't here. Mm-hmm. But first of all, you got to press that like button.
Yes. Right. Yes. I hear it still. It's sure. Damn from the start again. Yeah. As we go further more, we'll tell you the deep, dark story of what happened with us. But firstly, make sure you like, you subscribe to the Roofers as well. We are still pushing for that 1K again, man. Yeah, we understand, man. We're not entitled to it because we've been gone for a while. But please, if you could subscribe, it would be highly appreciated as well. Yeah. On Twitter, on Instagram, Battle on the Roof. Mm-hmm. On TikTok, we will be on Battle on the Roof
TikTok
as
now.
Well. Yeah, man, we're going to be TikTokers now. We're going to start dancing like Rimsky.
I'm trying to figure it out, innit?
That's exactly what the band are going to be doing.
Not paying me to be doing them TikTok dances, bro.
Episode 129. Is there anything special for 129? Or 129?
No, I feel like there's a bus. Nah, man.
129, 12 grind. Does that work? No?
Pause on the grind.
I am a grinder.
That's the first pause of the new season still.
Bro, wow, that was changed, man. What the hell?
How many minutes was that?
Just want to talk. No, 2 minutes.
2.5 seconds.
2 minutes. Hey, listen, shout out to the band of every single time, man. Hey, yes, Chris the Kappa, I'm in the building. You know the vibe.
Gang. Grey Hoodie Steph, I'm in the building.
Beloved.
You gon' love it.
And listen, usually we have to remix this now, man.
Yeah.
It's the man in front of the can. Mr. Respect the Shooter.
Yeah.
Mr. Michael Mops.
What's going on?
Again, like, subscribe, share, all of that good stuff. Where do we start off with? Firstly, do you want to know what's funny? Do you know what was happening the last time we recorded?
I was just about to ask you that stuff.
What?
It was, they just announced Max Out 3 and they just announced Summer Madness.
Warden Verb?
Hold on, so we never spoke about Max Out 3, that amazing card.
We never spoke about Max Out
3. Card of the Year?
Card of the Year.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah, definitely event of the year.
Wow, we've had Champion of the Year arguments and everything.
Yeah.
That's all happened.
Mm-hmm.
Madness.
We've been gone for a minute.
And then Summer Madness as well, that happened. Tay Rock and Av.
Do you know something funny?
Talk to me.
I still ain't watched that battle.
Seriously?
No.
Do you feel like he's missing something though?
I was just about to press the button, but I started thinking about it as more time went on. It was a good battle, but it wasn't monumental, if that makes sense.
I feel you. I feel like the time had gone.
Yeah.
And Tay Rock was doing too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that Av still respects him. So even if he tried to do too much, Av wasn't going to play into it.
Yeah.
Who did you have winning that battle? I'd have
2-1. I think I actually edged Tay Rock.
Yeah, I edged.
For a Summer Madness main event, yeah.
It was meaty, bro.
That's a main event.
Main event, yeah.
Was that Rum? Not Rum, was that Ace and Shug? That card.
That was when Shug whooped Ace's ass and Real Sick whooped Disaster's ass.
Real Sick whooped Disaster's ass.
Or did Disaster whoop his own ass?
No.
Belts to ass.
Do you know what? You know the ones where
he cheddar bobbed himself.
Yeah.
He definitely did a Tay Rock situation with the raccoon. Like, just stop.
Yeah.
Just stop.
His second round was actually cold as well. You know,
it wasn't bad.
Oh no, sorry. I was talking about Ace's second round. Sorry, Disaster was horrible. Yeah.
No.
Disaster was horrible, man. He was rapping.
Do you know why Disaster was horrible?
Uppercut to the upper cupboard.
How do you forget your bars?
Yeah.
how that
didn't he have a fake?
No, but you know, he must have had a lot going on in his mind.
Might have the fake body.
I'm about to say the N word, yeah, and there's just hella black man in this building.
Why force yourself to say it?
You're trying to do the Eminem thing,
like, bruv, you can't. Yeah, you just don't, innit?
Must be like English Frank. Where is that guy?
Hey, do you know what?
Where is English Frank? I don't know where he is, bro. Where is English Frank?
I say missing. No, I bet he ain't missing. He just decided to stop, I hear.
It's probably true, man. Enjoy that money you were talking about, man.
For all we know, it's probably, you know those underground gyms that have no signal and rusty dumbbells?
Yeah.
I can tell he's definitely got a membership to one of those still.
Listen, English Frank right now could be working a 401k. We don't know. He just needs to change his name.
Could be still.
He's Steve true. Again.
Shout out to him. He could be a SIA security guard for all we know.
Could be Uber Frank, bro. We don't know.
He could do all
those things.
Whatever he wants to be, bro.
Could be Turkey now. Turkish Frank.
For real.
Big him up same way though, man.
Yeah. Oh, for God, what the hell are we talking about English Frank for? But yeah. I want to ask you guys this first question, yeah? And you guys' opinion. What do you think has been missing from battle rap since? Since the last time you recorded? Because let's be honest, from when we were recording consistently, it seemed like as if there was a slight decline in the battle rap culture, where it seemed like we were more consumed by the antics and the dramas that surrounded battles rather than battle rap itself.
I think that's what's missing. The excitement around just the battle itself instead of the excitement around the politics and the controversy. Mm. Just people being excited about the battle. Everyone's talking about, oh, he might have snitched, or he did this thing with my man's girl, and it's just bare politics, bro. Like, I don't care, bro.
Yeah,
I don't care.
Mm. I do.
I don't.
But I don't want it to be the main thing. So,
yeah, sorry, that's probably how I should word it. That's how I wouldn't say it doesn't matter.
Because I tell you what I think is, it's what's missing is the long storyline. I'll break it down.
Okay.
See, Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Easy was around, then he wasn't around.
Yeah.
Then he did a tournament, and then he was getting his battles, and he was talking about what he wants next, and who he wants next, and how he's going to do against that person. And then we get there, and he achieves that, and we're like, yes, real sick. Real sick's good. Real sick's doing his job, you know, he's on job, he's doing all right. He beat this man. How did he beat that guy? Is he going to do this? Is he going to do that? He stayed consistently being him. He's got better. Luke Castro, do you know what? Yeah, he's like a member of the Goonies, but who is he really? He's a baby twerk. Right, maybe he's not a baby twerk. Maybe he's original to the twerk. He can't really, like, he's got all the energy, but then the punchline ain't really hitting hard. Now he's got better punchlines. He lost against this person, but he's showing against that person was good. Point being, where the hell is Jaden Nightwing? Where the hell is, like, what's Fonz really doing?
I just want to put out there though, I watched Fonz and Chef Trez. That's a good battle, Fonz is somewhere cooking, bro.
Don't get me wrong,
he's somewhere cooking, bro. I know what you're talking about,
like, you know how much outside I'm excited like about that, like, you know, that, I'm not really like a Fonz fan, like that, but like
facts
Fonz hasn't not cooked.
I forgot Mops don't really like punches like that.
He doesn't have.
No, Av is not average anymore. Remember, we've established Fonz is...
Av's got rage now, bro.
He got a new gear. But my point
that,
is, there's
like
all
that,
these people like who, like, this goes back to the spaces we had the other day, right? I was listening, I just weren't talking. And Reese, when you sit there...
Oh, Reese?
You used to sit that.
That nigga's funny, bro.
That
nigga's funny,
man.
Bro
said, don't worry, make sure you download the app. We will make things better.
Listen,
we will change this.
Because...
Oh, is that what you said?
Nah, there was a lot of we talk. He said, we are URL.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
But it's not even that.
Sounding French. Montana.
Pick him up, though.
Nah, but my point is, I feel like the storyline is all these battle rappers who we watched in the COVID era. And as soon as COVID stopped, you tried to give me Foots and Soufflé Soul. And I don't care. Like, don't get me wrong, Foots had a great performance, I think, like, but there's other people I wanna see.
Mix the roster up.
Don't put a Foots against a damn Arsenal. You don't deserve an Arsenal yet. Give me Foots versus Fonz. I know, Fonz, you're better than that, but you need to remind us why you're better than that. Do you know them ones that like,
understand the levels to this thing?
That's the main thing for me that's missing.
Yeah.
It's easy to say in hindsight, but battles that make sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't just give me battles for no reason, because I'm sure the other day, I ain't seen it, but JC battled J2. Why? Yeah,
that confused
me. Yeah. Okay.
Why?
But sorry, that was couldn't you guys say that there's a, in a sense of where you have had those storyline battles, let's use Tay Rock and Sirius Jones as a prime example.
Yeah.
That was since 2017 that's been on the merge of happening, mm-hmm. of where it was at the UW event
when he battled Sharon,
and it was meant to be Tay Rock. Then from there was the "You just lost to Oh Solo." It was that when they were going all back and forth. Then from there, and that was from 2017 till now, where you've had that storyline that's been there. It was a recent resurgence of it because of the battle with Sirius Jones and Geechee, and even down towards Geechee versus Mook, where Tay Rock tweeted saying, "I don't like what Jones is doing. I need that battle. And things along those lines."
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So originally, Tay Rock and Jones was meant to happen at Homecoming, but Geechee said, "I'd rather that battle." So we've had the storylines, but the battle just didn't live up to the magnitude. Whether that's here nor there because of the controversy that took place, but we've had those storylines, but it just doesn't live up to it. Tay Rock and Av, that was a storyline. It just didn't live up.
I didn't think it was much of a storyline though, Tay Rock and Av. I get it.
Oh, there was a storyline.
Leaving the cave and then...
That was all it was. But I feel like Av and Averb had more of a storyline.
Yeah, that still has a storyline that needs
to be...
But
this is my point. That should have happened way before he battled Tay Rock to me.
Mm. That's what I was about to say to you. Yeah. You're saying that it doesn't matter. No, the issue is, when did you give me the battle?
That's the problem.
Like, right now, if we have Briz and Mook tomorrow, we all want to watch it.
Mm.
Battle's gonna be shit.
But that doesn't matter.
No,
you're gonna be invested.
I know, but then at the end you're gonna go, "It's not the classic it should have been."
I feel like URL have
that'll be mixed up though.
I feel like feel like URL has the same.
I shouldn't have said that. Still,
you still got the sound effects, by the way.
Mm.
I feel like as if URL have the same issues that Golden Boy have, that every boxing. Big boxing promotion company have is that they can't book battles or fights when we want it and when it's hot. Prime example being we're now getting Haney and Ryan Garcia, which I think should be cancelled, by the way. But I think that should be cancelled.
Why?
But bro, we know why. Ryan Garcia is either the best mind games he's playing, or that guy is
that nigga needs God.
He needs God. That nigga needs soccer in there.
I mean, I hear you, but remember we thought Fury was mad?
I still think that.
We're smoking crack. Smoking crack. But I mean, he can box though.
Yeah,
whether you like him or not, crackheads
are crazy still.
Bradley, big Sherry woke up from Deontay from that fight.
You know, but but I feel like in a sense of going back to it, like with URL, that they haven't booked battles at the time of where it was hot and it should have been. Example is this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to cut you off.
No, you.
Hitman and Mook.
Years ago.
Blow the bag on that. There's certain battles where it's just like it's so hot at this moment.
Would last year have been the right time for that battle to you?
100%.
Yeah, but I feel like with Hitman doing that vlog made it
a bit too.
That's even now more crazy. Book the battle more now. Like we want to see that even more. And it's not even just for antics or things along those lines. You see why I rated Big K versus Jazz the Rapper? Because it was booked at the time it needed to be booked.
Yes.
Battles at times when they need to be booked.
Yeah.
Goods and Calico, ARP saw, you know what, there's a lot of tension in this book the battle now. You feel me?
But this is why Easy had the trajectory he had and was able to ascend so quickly because he was getting the battles that he needed at the time they needed to happen.
It needs to happen, yeah.
And that's what they need to do with more people, bro.
But you know what you have to look at as well? It's like, and I'll go back to the whole thing of like, this is where I feel that the URL has lost their touch. You have this pool of talent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're competitive. Now, let's say an Easy is not getting paid the same as Rex. Mm-hmm. He's not getting the same as Tay Rock. Surf. Yeah. He's not getting paid. He knows that battle is going to get him the bag down the line.
Yeah.
So I will take half of what you're paying him. Let me cook him.
Yeah.
I feel like the problem is URL want to do the headliners all the time. Look, Mook is going to take half your budget from any event you've got. Whether he deserves it or not, that's what he's going to do. So don't put him against someone who's going to take the other half of your budget unless you know that you're going to get your views. Then the problem you've got with DRL is we refuse to put videos on YouTube. We know if you put Mook and Hitman on YouTube, you're doing a mil in 2 days.
Facts. Yeah, facts. Yeah.
It's 100%. Not a question.
Yeah.
Facts.
Pay the money, monetize, do what you got to do. Because I'm not going to lie to you, if you put that battle on YouTube, I guarantee you next month your subscribers double.
But it almost seems like it's a pride thing though.
Oh, 100% it's pride.
Yeah.
That's all it is at this point. Like, oh, I said I didn't want to.
Because we know there's given battles that they should have, one, booked, and two, should have uploaded already on YouTube.
Yeah.
Why isn't Daylight and Tay Rock on YouTube?
Everything already? From 5 years ago, upload it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Easy versus Chess.
Chess. Just do
be
it.
On YouTube, bro.
Everything Shine, from 5 years ago.
Have fun, yeah, should
like,
be.
I see the ones you're naming, they're like 3 years ago. Cool, yeah. I understand that they got a backlog. Everything from 5 years ago put out on YouTube now.
I feel like those were the best battles.
What was the last full card that got put on YouTube? Was it the card where it was Ryan Gluizzi? Or was there something else after that? The Strike?
I think the last full card was Summer Impact. The 2-on-2.
Oh.
That might be it.
It was 2-on-2s, yeah.
Jesus.
So that was...
Hold on, you know, it's no Jazz and Official versus...
Full card. That was the same card.
I think that's the last. That's the last
full card.
I'm saying, what was the other 2-on-2 Jazz did later on? That's on the app.
Her and
Pharaoh versus and, Jazz yeah.
And Official.
Yeah. See, that's not on YouTube.
That's not on YouTube, bro. Yeah, brother. I'll always say the main thing is this: Geechee versus Chess isn't even on YouTube, bro.
That's mad.
Wasn't that one of the first battles to release on the app?
Yes. That's not even on there, bro. There's certain battles where you could just look at and know straight away. It just makes sense to upload them. But I feel like as if it is, going back to the main topic of what's been missing in there, I think it's just been structure and booking battles when they're hot, as you said, Mups.
Yeah.
But we're speaking specifically about URL, right?
I think just overall.
I think overall.
I can't say that applies to ARP. No. I feel like he does.
ARP does.
ARP does it right. The problem is he's only one league.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
only so much that he can do as a one league as well.
Yeah,
there's only so much budget he has within that league. Let's be real, Max out. I still think they maxed out the credit card for that.
I think
bro.
He did. I think that's the problem with it. I think he's maxed out the card.
Out the credit card for
and
great event though.
To be honest with you, I feel like always, I feel like Mook ruined your RBE. Because
he wasn't even on Max out.
What was he on? Blue Room.
Oh,
the one before.
With BK.
Blue Room. Yeah. That was a good event, though.
I know what
it
you
was,
mean,
but how much did Mook charge you?
And to be fair, that battle hasn't even hit a million yet.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That might be the only Mook battle that hasn't hit a million yet.
That's wild, you know.
Mm. No one wants to see him lose.
I think that's the only battle that hasn't hit a million.
And he lost badly.
Since we are speaking about the bag, I want to ask you guys this question. I don't know if you guys saw the interview that SmackDown on 50 Minutes of Fame.
No, I've not seen it yet.
So, pretty much.
You seen it yet?
Just to summarize it. I don't know, Mops, if you want to summarize it.
I thought the most recent, you talk about the one about the bag.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Where the bag is going, it was more a sense of where he said in the interview that you guys will go to other leagues.
Yeah, that's what I watched.
No, I haven't seen this one.
Yeah,
I haven't seen
this one. So what he pretty much said, and correct me if I'm wrong with this, Mups, and please do, is that he said that you guys will go to other leagues and charge them a little amount, but then when you come to us, you're asking us for a crazy amount, asking us for double or triple that amount that you've just quoted another league. Like, why should I do it?
I mean, I can answer the question.
Well, we know that there's some that do that. Let's be honest with
you. No, not 100%. Do you agree that it happens? Do you agree with what Smack's saying, though?
No, I don't agree.
I feel like if you go and battle on, big up Surf, any KFC league, you should be asking them for whatever you're going to ask for. I don't really see...
Well, no, this is how it works. You should know your worth at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
Simple.
So if I am X and I don't even know. This is the thing. My thing is some people feel like they should get paid more every time they battle, and others think they should get a flat fee. If you know that you are a full-time battle rapper, you have no investments, nothing else on the side. If I'm a homesy god, right? And I know that this is how I got to make my money. Cool. I feel like for the year I should make 30K or 50K or whatever it is. How many battles do I think is worth that? Cool. So if I say, right, I'm going to do no more than 10 battles for the year on that 30K structure, I know that I need to win everything this year to up my price next year.
Yeah, because you've got to justify whatever you're asking for.
Yeah. Right.
100.
Then you've got certain people who are like, I want 50K for this, then I want 75 for the next. Was your last performance worth a 50% increase in your pay?
But Mups, would you also argue it and say that you could be winning, but it comes down to one main thing, is that does the business make sense? Are you bringing in pay-per-view sales? Are you bringing in ticket sales and things along
those lines? Right. Use an example, obviously, without outing any battle rappers, because it's all speculation.
No, I would say someone. I feel Big K has deserved whatever he got paid last year, and he should get a bonus.
Mm-hmm. Whatever he asks for, basically. Obviously, within
reason. I'm not going to say whatever he asks for.
Within reason.
I feel like he should get a bonus.
Don't ask for a meal.
Yeah, because if you've gone on a winning streak of the year, let's say in his eyes, but he hasn't lost a battle.
Yeah.
Right? He got champion of the year, so cool. Whatever he may have lost is a debatable loss.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If he was getting, let's say, 20K, I think most probably he was getting like 12, disrespectfully. Mm-hmm. That's no disrespect. I would love 12K to rap 3 rounds.
Yeah.
If you're getting 12K for 3 rounds, I'm sorry.
For 9 minutes, pick up you.
Listen, right? But if you do that all year, maybe, listen, we made, off your battles this year, the company made this additional 30. Here's 10.
Here's
10. That's a bonus for like, you didn't lose this year. You kept the people coming towards us.
Mm.
I'm just saying, no, the contract should be structured that way so you can then argue your, Smack, how are you going to tell me you're not going to pay them more when you keep on telling me you're the league to come to?
But they've never, as far as I'm aware anyway, URO have never been known for doing that, like incentives.
But my point is, what is the incentive?
Even though it's in their best interest to do it,
if you don't put me on your app, so if you say to me...
I mean, didn't Tay Rock say you got flown to Jamaica from them?
That's an incentive to consistently... Bruv, how many battles have you done?
I'm just saying, I'm just bringing it up. Oh,
I thought you were saying that's how. Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
That's not an incentive, though. They didn't say if you carry on, we've got a holiday for you.
He just mentioned
it. He was just working his ass off, and then it got.
But I'm saying, isn't it? It's a form of incentive, and also behind closed doors. From what some people have said, is that they have done certain things, like they've paid off, people's bails, they've paid people.
That's cute. I think that's nice.
Rent and things along those lines.
But incentives but that's a favor.
Mm.
Right.
Obviously,
yeah.
And with the holiday, that's a reward. That's not an incentive.
Yeah.
Incentive is, if you're able to consistently provide me with this on my platform, I've got this for you.
Oh, it's like that's a commission. So sort of like a commission payment. Okay,
I'm not saying that you're going to help people. Like, I'm sure they've helped.
Yeah, of course.
Enough,
I agree with the argument that don't charge them 12 and charge me 35. I'm not a dickhead. I agree with that aspect of what Smack's saying.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, do not tell me that you got the biggest deal and you got the bag to blow and then tell me you're not going to pay me the 35.
You go first or do I go first?
Anyone.
No, you go, because mine's more of a question. Though.
Okay.
Go.
So my thought is this. I understand exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
If I go to, no disrespect to them at all, but if I go to iBattle,
mm-hmm.
Gates of the Garden, where I know realistically there's probably about 50 people in the building at best.
Mm-hmm.
Pay-per-view sales probably 100 or something.
30,000, 40,000 subscribers.
You feel me? Something like that. 30, 40,000 subscribers, where their highest viewed battle was probably like a 800 or 900K or something along those lines. That's just me saying it from I understand the budget you're working with may not accommodate everything. So rather, if I'm of a high structure or a high level, what I'm going to do is do this to you as a favor.
100%.
But it may be a one-rounder.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do this one favor for you. Yeah. Cool, no problem. But with URL, I know you've got the... and this isn't... not just out URL. Let's say for RBE or KOTV.
We know you've got the bread.
We know you've got the bread. And also, we know you've got the resources. Specifically for someone like URL, where you've got 1.2 million subscribers on your YouTube as well.
Yeah,
I know
you
can monetize off of different ways that you can end up giving me. Not to say a ridiculous, but a pretty lucrative offer.
Yeah.
If I'm 12, respectfully, I know you can give me... You can give me 10. Or you can give me between 10 to 15. You could give me that. So why is it a case of where now, because caffeine's not there, that backing's not there, it's sort of like the cushion's been removed now, you're just trying to do this one rule for everyone, where it's like, no, not really.
Yeah.
Like, work with me. I know you lot can do this. I'm not going to say, obviously, for somebody that's saying something ridiculous and they're not even worthwhile, cool, makes sense.
Yeah,
but if it means you're bringing in pay-per-view sales, that you are, you know, you're doing your bit as well, you're marketing on your end as well, yo, meet me in the middle somewhere.
For me, just to be plain and simple, yeah, let's just use Easy for an example.
Yeah.
Okay.
You cannot tell me whatever Easy gets or whatever he asks for at Chrome or what he was getting at URL, you can't tell me man's getting booked for Guerrilla Warfare and Smack saying, rah, what if I'm giving you, allegedly, let's just say I'm giving you 20 bags.
Yeah.
When you're negotiating with these people, you should be asking them for 20 bags. That's wild.
These men can't. They don't have it.
And I agree with that. That's what I'm saying. I hear exactly what you're saying. Like, you can't go into the budget store and pay the same price for boxes as you do when you go into fucking Burberry. Like, I get, like, there's a reason why the price isn't as different.
Mm-hmm.
And you've marketed yourself to be the higher echelon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're the higher echelon, then pay that money. Like, do what you're supposed to do. I can't argue with the people asking for that money from you.
100%.
I just understand that you feel robbed.
Mm.
My issue is you shouldn't be talking to them about how much they're charging you, and you should be talking about the level of professionality they have on your stage.
Mm.
That's where we need to be talking.
From what I believe, though, they've alluded to it. A lot of people have, where what battle rappers do, allegedly, is, let's say ARP says, bro, if you battle my man, I'll give you this. They will go and ring URL and say, look, he's offering me this to battle here.
Yeah.
As their...
It's negotiating.
Yeah.
So it's sort of like, if there's a battle that's booked between... If Mups is the league owner and it's us two that are battling each other, then I'm going to call you, yo, Steph, how much are they offering you for this?
Of course, bro.
Yo, I'm going to decline it, but tell them the only... I'm going to decline it, but tell them the only way I'm doing this battle is if you give me 30. When I do that, don't say yes straight away. Make it seem like you don't want to do the battle no more and tell them you want 32 or 35.
You know,
it's
funny. You know that happened with, a little bit off topic, you know that happened with Hollow and Lux? Because remember when Lux was asking for whatever he was asking, 40 bags or whatever at the time? They basically secured a contract with Lux expecting Hollow to just take whatever they offered.
Yeah.
Obviously, Lux has been talking about how much, well, everyone knew how much he was asking for. Hollow was like, brother, you shouldn't have got him to sign that because I'm not signing nothing if I don't get this number. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of how you.
That was a rumor where they said that Lux and Holland made UW bankrupt.
Yeah, it makes sense though.
I wouldn't be surprised because apparently Lux got more than 40.
Shit like that.
Yeah, it's a greatest battle.
Yeah. I'm just saying, listen, you need to put NDAs in your contracts.
But this is why some, even though it might have caused them to go bankrupt, this is why sometimes you got to spend that little bit extra because that's, to me, the best battle ever.
There's certain blow the bank battles that are out there right now. Tay Rock and Easy is a blow the bank battle. You know you're going to get your P's back for that.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's not until Tay Rock calms down.
I know what you mean. It's too accessible at this moment of time.
So even that, he's too accessible. Two, you're too much of a liability.
Did you watch him ruin the battle? Did you watch him?
Touch me, we'll knock you out. Brother, touch me.
Like, stop it. Just
put your hands down.
They in videos after. Put your hands down.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it don't make no sense.
It's smiling and he's telling him that he's going to convert to Islam.
It's weird. I don't know. If I have second thoughts, obviously, I'm a blessed person, but even if I have second thoughts, if I'm on smoke with you, Mups, even if I don't feel that way 10 minutes after, brother, that's the energy I brought to you. Deal with it.
I'm
not now going to be like, No, I don't feel like that anymore, though. Yeah.
And this is why, as much as we, the whole Chess and Rex thing.
I
don't think Chess was wrong. I don't think he was right. No. I will explain what I'm saying. Like, okay, I have a certain energy, and you know I have that energy, and I'm ready to fight. But I also know you're a wind-up, and you know you're a wind-up.
That was going to be my argument. Yeah, you beat Rex.
So if we understand where we are, everybody else don't get involved. Because I don't know what's going to happen.
And we've got a rapport with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't hold me because I'm from the streets. If you're gonna fight, and you hold me while like someone I'm getting hit, I can't afford to get banged in the face. Yeah. If I get banged in the face on camera, it's long for everybody. It's safer for me to see the punch coming. 100%. So that's something like I don't blame him, but it's not right.
Facts.
Since we're talking about blow the bank battles, Geechee Gotti and Hitman Holla, they spoke briefly on the spaces and they pretty much hinted like the battle is happening, that it is going on. One, is this a battle that you want to see? Two, where would you like to see the battle? And three, what league?
First question, is this a battle I want to see?
Yeah.
I guess so
is crazy for them.
That is a mad statement.
I can't lie, bro. For me, I guess so. I mean, huge names. Like, I get it, but in terms of me being excited to like, what are they gonna say to each other? I'll be honest. I don't really feel that. I don't feel that.
What's made you lose the mystique and the excitement for this battle? Or did you have it in the first place?
No.
This battle was announced.
I feel like it's more. Do you know how I look at it here? Yeah. I feel like it makes the most sense here because all these other super top tiers, Geechee's fucking battled them already.
He's battled everybody.
So it's like, okay, yeah, battle Hitman because that's one of the few battles that you have left that makes sense. Brother, didn't he battle Enes the other day?
Yeah.
He's battled every legend damn near, bro.
Yeah.
So if it's not Hitman, who's it going to be? That's my point. And that's why people are like, oh yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Because if it wasn't Hitman, who would you want to see Geechee against?
There's only three battles that are super battles, you would say, that are left for Geechee.
Which are what?
Hitman, T-Rex, and realistically, we know we're never going to see him return again. Probably be Iron Solomon or Conceited. That's it.
And out of those three, are you most excited about Geechee and Hitman?
No, I'm excited for him and T-Rex. I want that battle, bro.
But they're brethren, though, from my understanding.
Yeah, I still want that battle, bro.
That would be better battle.
I think it'd be better than Hitman and Geechee.
I've wanted that battle since Violating get kicked off.
So what is it about? Are you excited about Hitman and Geechee?
Honestly, no.
See? I'm not saying
I thought you were.
No.
Here's the thing. I want to see it, but I want to see it for them.
Yeah.
But
what do you mean?
Because they know they're going to get the big bag from it.
No.
Oh, fair enough.
All right, so you asked three questions.
Yeah.
Am I excited to see it? No.
Mm-hmm.
Where would I want to see it?
Oh, yeah.
The Riot.
Yeah.
Why do I want to see it on the Riot? Because I want them to put on one of the best shows for them as a brand.
Mm.
You see like how Easy battled, who was it he brought to Trenches?
John.
Right. Yeah.
You see how they did good their own thing well. Outside. Out, you
know. Good battle.
Yeah, they did it outside of the politics. All right, cool. You think you're better than me. I think I'm better than you.
Mm. Put your money up, bro. Let's see what's
right. Yeah. And I just feel like Hitman's had a decent year, if I'm being respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Geechee's had a decent year. It's not been amazing, not been bad. I just feel like it's a decent year.
Clip series drones in it.
But
anyways,
yeah, come on, but yeah, and I just feel like to see people who came up underneath other people to have their own thing, got bags and bodies. You got the Riot.
Oh, it's like it shows like how much it's evolving.
You see how right now we're worried about what's URL doing, what's RBE doing.
You got QB Black Diamond doing their thing. You got Calico doing their thing.
Let me put it out there quickly. I agree with everything Mup's saying in that regard.
Yeah.
When I said I'm not looking forward to it, I mean more so just the battle itself.
Yeah.
But that, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, Riot, I would love to see that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see that.
Because you know that they
however, want to. If it's not the Riot.
However, it's not the Riot. Then I want an RBE.
I thought you can be ignorant and say URL, bro.
No, man. I'm not going to lie. I haven't, just for the record, I have not cancelled my URL subscription. RBE. Yeah, I still pay the
None
money.
Of us have, by the way.
Yeah, I still got it. I just don't care. I don't care. Do you know what right now? URL to me right now is like, what's the name brand? It's like Ralph Lauren. You're still Ralph. You're still Ralph.
Fuck Ralph, though. It ain't Ralph, though.
It's still Ralph, but...
Should have saved that one for Reese, bro. Should have saved that for Reese, bro.
No, we've still got clips for that guy, man.
Yeah, no, I got plenty more. But it's just right now, you're in a... A dry spell, isn't
it? Joy is like, yeah.
Yeah. They are, man.
Do you remember them? That was the awkward period of Def Jam where there was just no stars that were there, but it was viral singles or artists that were of the moment that was there. You got to think of the heavy caliber that Def Jam had once upon a time.
I know.
And you felt like the only thing that was allowing Def Jam to continue, even till now, to this day, you can even say it's just the legacy of their name, Def Jam.
But the point you're making is there was an element where the two hardest artists out of Def Jam was Rihanna and Neo.
Yes. Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
Take from that what you need to.
Yeah. I think that's people's biggest issue with URL though, because we're not seeing how them, not talking battle rap in its entirety, all battle rappers that would be like, no. People are seeing that now. URL look like there could be an end to it. I don't think it's going to be.
It can never be an end to URL.
Bro,
we thought the same about Death Row.
The stuff they're doing
Murder
now, bro.
I don't think it could ever be an end to URL.
Rockefeller.
I don't think it could ever be an end to URL.
Okay, no, I don't mean the brand completely will collapse. What I'm saying is they'll lose a lot of interest. Bro.
Oh, interest wise, yeah.
Did you think that King of the Dot would disappear?
Nah.
No,
I didn't.
Did you think Grind Time would disappear?
I knew that was for a moment.
No, not the new Grind Time. I'm talking about the old one.
Yeah, Grind Time. I knew that was for a moment. I didn't think that was going to be. Fight Club, wasn't that just a series?
Yeah,
it was just a series.
Did you think that Smack was going to stop doing DVDs?
No, because I never knew that we'll transcend from the DVD era to YouTube.
Point being, URL can end tomorrow.
But then who takes that? Who fills that void?
I think that's the issue where a lot of people can see where it... Not where it's going to,
not
where
saying
it could
it
end.
Is going to.
Because, bro,
I'm
a lot of this, like,
can.
People don't speak about it enough, bro. A lot of the issues, to me, they're based around, like, new talent, bro. Like, these men, like, I don't want to be harsh, but they all sound the same to me, bro. None of them are original.
Yeah. New Jersey Me.
Basically.
Yeah, New Jersey Me. That's literally all of them.
Basically. And when that doesn't work, lean on your old talent.
Call
Charlie Clips out.
Yeah.
Call Holloway.
Yeah.
For me, I see...
But these men are... Like,
couldn't you say that URL are having WWE problems a few years ago?
100%.
Remember when WWE were like... Okay,
he's not wrong.
During the mid-2000s, where WWE was pretty comfortable, then TNA comes out of nowhere.
TNA comes out,
and what they do is they took the same trajectory as like what... No disrespect, what RBE done... Of where they took certain battlers that fell out with URL are now RBE. TNA done the same thing. Wrestlers that fell out with Vince and WWE, by the way, fuck Vince every time, they went to TNA. TNA does their thing for a while and it's like, whoa, there could be some competition for WWE. Then what happens? TNA fizzles out. Fast forward a few years later on down the line, you got AEW that take a similar thing as well. AEW's now on the uprise. But in AEW, what they do is what WWE decides to do, they say, you know what? Let's now take back our Cody Rhodes that was originally with us, but is an AEW star. We'll now take certain people off you, man, and bring them. We'll take a Jade Cargill from you.
If we revert it back to battle rap, URL have the ability to do that. But when egos and pride come into play, are they going to do that?
That's the thing. It's just sort of like, yo.
Because what Easy like extended an olive branch, even though he could have just been talking shit. But he was like, did he call me or something like that, bro? Then no one's going to ring him. I don't think so anyway. Mm-hmm. I don't see no one calling him to try and, all right, let's see.
Nah, they'll talk behind the scenes. Do you know what I've realized? And you have to look at business from like a business point of view sometimes. There's not one person in charge of URL.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
Smack might be okay, Beasley's not.
Yeah.
Beasley might be okay.
Chico's not.
And we don't even know what
Chico looks like.
Right. And sometimes the top three are like, we don't care, and P's like, I've been disrespected.
Yeah. Or guess what? All four of them could be cool with something. Nunu says no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the point is, there's too many people with opinions that should have no opinion. If you're an employee, bruv, just be an employee. Like, it was the great days was when Norbs was happy to bite the bullet.
Oh, street star Norbs!
Talk about it.
a Billy.
Because even when like Norbs was around, he was the only person that would speak about battles, and I'd just be like, it makes sense what you're saying. When Hollow and Tay Rock was like in common, it's him who was pushing for that, and that battle just meant so much, bruv. All the Born Legacies that were going on when Norbs was around, they were cold cards, bruv. Like,
and it was Born Legacies that made sense.
Yeah. Imagine that. There Everything was a time when Born sense. Legacy had people gassed.
Yeah, of course.
Like, do you know what respectfully should happen? This is the maddest take I've ever said. If I was P, I'd make myself the new Polo for Black Compass. We know that Tony Bro runs Black Compass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We know that it's him.
Mm. Yeah.
But Polo was so fucking polarizing. Whether you like him or not. Right? He's here. And I'm going to say what I want to say and I'm going to do it with my chest.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Norbs was for the URL.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
and I feel like... He didn't mind being the bad guy.
Yeah. That's my point. And P needs to do that. Because right now, I feel like you hide behind the fact that they're your URL. Bruv.
I think he doesn't mind,
but he pops out and then runs away again and pops out. It's like, just be here. Bruv, be the show.
So you only talk to the little man. You don't talk don't talk to the big dogs then.
Right. Like, control the bit you control and control it with your chest. And you should be on the interview. So when you got Uncle Ra talking about the event, right, yeah, man, we did this. We thought it was good. Mm. I thought I'd bring the Midwest out, the DMV. You know, that's my bit. I rep that. These guys got to make me look good out here. Because that's what he does behind the scenes.
Pretty much.
They got to make me look good. So I'm going to make sure they do that outside. And then, like, we can only but respect you. Mm-hmm. I don't have to like you. I just have to respect you.
Mm.
And makes other people respect you. Because when you're in public eye, like, if your personality is good enough, we're going to let it rock.
I do hear that.
You know, in terms of like battlers that one have never battled over there, or two battlers that don't battle over there anymore, do you feel like if some of those were to actually, if URL could get those people to battle, it would have, I don't know, got rid of a lot of this negative talk? Like, for example, if they were able to secure A Ward.
I think if it was.
Or if Ill Will was to battle there, because he hasn't battled there for, what is it, two years?
The last Ill Will battle, I think, might have been.
Can't be John. Please don't say John.
I think it was John.
You see what I'm saying, though?
To kind of piggyback off what you said earlier on, when you used URL being a WWE.
Yeah.
When I was going to kind of jump in, it was, you see when TNA was popping,
mm-hmm.
when TNA started fizzling, WWE started taking their talent.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah. As you should.
Then TNA came, or not TNA, then AEW came out, right? Same thing happens again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they take the disgruntled people. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is we go, all right, cool. You've taken the people that didn't want to be here. And again, I'm going to take your best talent because they want to be here.
Yeah.
Right now, the conversation is ARP might say, fuck this.
Mm-hmm.
Why is Smack bothering to put the same old names on the card? Go and grab a little Remedy Loco.
We said it earlier. Ego.
No, I hear that. But I'm saying the reason why WWE managed to stay who they are is because they kept it business.
Put your ego aside. Just get it done, bro.
Get yourself an AJ Styles. Get yourself a Samoa Joe. Get yourself certain man that you know, okay, these men are the levels. Like, that we need to go to the next level.
Like, okay, Rosenberg Raw, I know you want to come over here.
Rosenberg Raw's been...
I know you.
I want Rosenberg Raw on URL badly, bro.
But do me a favor. Do Rosenberg Raw versus Gluizy.
It sounds mad, bring back Glue, though.
But you go, oh shit, he's here and he was a legend. Let's see who cooks who. It's just one of them things where we do nostalgia and unexpected.
Now, all right, even if you were to book a Rosenberg Raw versus Loso or something like that, I don't mind that battle. Rosenberg Raw versus Fonz, I don't mind on URL. I don't mind that, bro.
I'll tell you why. I wouldn't, the first battle, Rosenberg Raw, I wouldn't. Rosenberg Raw and Loso and URL is because it feels like a battle that I could get anywhere, respectfully.
Okay, no, I hear that.
Fonz, it makes sense because he only really battles over there.
Because then I don't want him to get cooked on his first outing.
Who, Rosenberg Raw?
Yeah.
He ain't getting cooked by Fonz.
You think he ain't getting cooked by Fonz?
Cooked, nah.
He won't get cooked. It'll be a close battle, though.
Yeah, have you watched
Fonz? Rosenberg Raw ain't bad,
boy battle. Bad boy battle.
Well, who versus who?
Fonz and Trez.
Oh, it's on... This is what you just said.
I edge Fonz in that battle.
You said Fonz and Treads Mm-hmm. All right, so if you had Rosenberg and Trez, what do you think the outcome is?
Didn't they battle already?
But what do you think the outcome is?
Let's just say fresh mind.
Fresh mind, them two.
I would say Froze, you know.
Today. I'll say Froze. That is going to be a close battle.
I would edge Froze for that.
Small room, I think Rosenberg Raw might get the W still.
I'm edging.
Small room or Big Stage?
I'm getting to Trez.
Trez can't do Big Stage.
He beat Sugar on a Big Stage.
But yeah, but even with that, it's just a home advantage. He didn't even have no crowd control. Hey.
That's true. That was awkward.
He won, though, bro.
He won, but it's that home advantage.
But he did win.
It's like me battling Forest Hill.
I hear it still.
Yeah, it's like me battling Forest Hill. Like, come on.
But yeah, as I was saying, though, do you feel like if they were able to obtain these battle rappers, like A-Wards and
A-Wards been asking to come back. Rosenberg Raw, flipping. Yeah, like there's certain people I think they should just turn around and say, look, just come to Death Row Records. You feel me? They should just tell them straight, come to Death Row Records.
But bro. I don't want to, because again, we're talking specifically about URL. I don't want to pin the blame on them entirely, though. I do feel like the battlers, some need to do so much more, bro. I think I even said in the space, though, I feel like we're kind of missing the clicks.
We miss clicks.
Because now, without those clicks, because what I didn't realise, it got to a point where everyone was friendly, and then we started getting those clicks, which felt a bit wrestling-y, which I didn't like. Yeah. But if you realise, that kind of kept the rivalry going, you know. Yeah.
We miss That's villains
why
as well.
We need the brands to merge.
So we need Cave, man. We need Cave back.
Yeah, we need Cave
brands
back.
To merge.
Not Gun Towers, we need Cave back.
Hold on, was there ever like wrestling crews that were like across different... NWO was over.
It was just WCW.
Was it only WCW?
Then eventually, when they came to WWE,
it wasn't WWE.
But we've never had one that was on both at the same time.
Oh,
it's never happened.
Because the Horsemen was doing their thing still. Yeah, I think the Horsemen is the smartest group out of everyone.
Yeah, it makes sense.
They had their reach in both camps. Yeah. Okay, cool. You ain't taking A-Ward, but he dominates over there.
Yeah.
So I got the best crew over there.
Loso was
able to do what he wants.
Osaka's just gone over to RB now. RB. Who's he battling again?
He's battling Young Il.
Yeah.
And
Young
what's Il. His name? What's the other guy?
Street Hems,
wasn't
he? In the independent circle.
But he was also over in... but he was also on John Johnston.
But he was more like on the independent circle.
But
he's been on URL before, yeah.
Gotta love it.
I respect it.
It's true.
Since you are talking about battle rap clicks, I'm gonna do something a bit different.
Mm.
Let's go.
Let's build our ideal battle rap group.
Oh god.
And what we'll do is we'll go into five different categories. The five categories will be
one has to be in there already.
A puncher.
Oh, okay, yeah, I got it.
Okay.
So you need a puncher, we need a woman,
okay,
as well. Let's pick a rookie.
Woman puncher rookie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick a legend.
Okay, I've got my legend.
And last but not least, let's pick... I was going to say, do you want to do a superstar? Or do you want to do a curveball in there? And let's say a UK battler. Which one do you want to do?
Okay, the UK. Don't mind that.
Okay.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, go on, throw a UK. Throw a UK person in there.
So we've got a pup. No, do you know what, actually?
I'll take that back.
Let's do a performer.
I feel like the clique would need a shit talker, but I could put that in there through another category.
So let's
everyone needs a shit talker.
We're going to talk about this, but I just want to say shout out Midnight Madness, because that was basically what was happening at the time.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Missed that shit.
So we've got the five categories are
good times,
a puncher, a woman, a rookie, a legend, and a performer.
Okay, so first was puncher.
Yeah.
So wait, are we?
Hey, everybody, you got individuals.
Individuals.
We can't have the same people.
Yeah, individuals. Right, who's going first?
And obviously, you can't pick the same. We can't pick.
So once
you say a name, it's gone.
No, you go first. I'll let you go first. Go on.
What do you want to do?
When you start.
No, I don't want to.
There's
first.
Not many punches that impress me like that nowadays, innit? So.
Okay.
Fonz. My puncher.
Okay. Seth,
really?
Fonz.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I'm taking knee.
Ooh.
Wait, why did I say Fonz?
I don't know why you did that. That was so dumb.
Don't put this down, bro.
Yeah.
Why did I do that, bro?
I don't know.
You know what? We were just chatting about Fonz, innit? Yeah, so in my mind, the Chef Trez battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I had a moment.
You could have had Av.
Don't worry. My team will be stronger in other areas.
Alright, cool.
Let's go. 1-0 Mops.
No, because he might win.
Rum.
Rum's the best one.
ever.
Easy.
And by the way, you can't turn around and pick conceited and all. This is a realistic.
Why can't you?
Well, because it's a sense of where it's like these men aren't here anymore.
Okay.
You know, but you did. Yeah. You said a legend.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
But he can't be in the puncher category.
But he can't be in the puncher
category. But he's a legend. So why can't you have a puncher that's a legend?
Fucking Cassidy if I wanted. I'm not
going to. If you wanted to. Alright, fuck it, yeah, let's just do it. It doesn't matter. Rules schmooze.
You're a puncher.
My puncher of... I'm going to say Ill Will.
Puncher? Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Because I could have said Av.
But I thought you would have said Av.
I'm going to say Ill Will.
Do you think he's a better puncher than Av?
I just realized.
Beat Av.
Is he a better puncher though?
No, Av has the most intricate lines I think I've ever heard.
And Ill Will is the worst thing a puncher can stand in front of.
Yeah.
Who is he in terms of punchers? Clipped B Magic, clipped Rum.
Yeah.
What other punchers is it all about? Okay, I wouldn't say Twerk is a puncher really. He punches like a motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think he's a puncher.
Yeah.
You don't think he's a puncher?
Nah.
I think Twerk is an underrated puncher.
But I thought, nah.
He's a very underrated puncher.
But I think Ill Will's like a Twerk where they're complete.
Yeah. I'm going to say Ill Will.
You put Ill Will as a puncher?
Yeah.
I respect that.
I think it's different to say that though, isn't it?
Very, very different. Very.
I'm going to say Ill Will. I'm saying Ill Will.
Why didn't I say Rum, bruv? Like first pick, bruv. The fuck?
No, do you know what? Now, when I watch Filthy Fellas and them man pick some weird names in the drop, I get it, bruv.
Because when the pressure's on.
Woman, I already know you're going to pick Jazz.
Nah, let me be a contrarian for this one. This is my click, innit?
This is my click.
Oh. Preferably, I'll be telling her, I only really want to see you in small rooms for now, innit?
Mm.
First Lady Flames.
Oh.
I love that still. You might have bars, I can't lie. Because the thing is,
I said Fonz and Flames.
Yeah, I don't want to do the cheat code and just pick all the best people. People are like well, bruv. Even though Rum was stupid.
See, the thing is, right, because I want to pick Jazz because she's my goat, right?
Yeah.
But then I'm like, is Jazz...
Your click, remember. This is your...
I know,
your
but like...
Putting the click together.
But bro. Like, is Jazz...
Jazz can stand on her own, bro.
But now Jazz and Nitty, like, in a click.
Oh, no, that's a bit scary stuff.
Jazz and Nitty in the click is crazy. That's mad IQ, you know?
I know.
That I think that makes sense.
But I'm like, am I cheating?
No. Do your thing.
No, bro.
Yeah, Jazz.
Because we know,
Jazz.
Yeah.
That makes bare sense. I am going to keep the vibe going on with cheat code battlers that I feel like as if they're very hard for people to stand in front of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Vixen.
Ill Will and Vixen is already a problem, you know?
It's cold.
Oh, hold on, that's a tea.
I feel like Ill Will and Vixen.
My team just sounds like New Class, bro. Fuck
that
it.
Come on. I'm Team New Era, though, so fuck
No, that team sounds mad.
Because originally, I was going to pick E-Hart, but I thought,
no.
I said, I need someone where it makes sense. Where there's going to be frequency.
Don't worry, other categories, I'll clean it up.
There's frequency within my clip because I know what you men are on. So yeah.
I can't lie. Right now, my clip versus your clip is a battle.
Yeah, are you Boris?
Yeah. My clip versus his clip is a problem right now.
Boris, yeah.
Vixen, you've just got the superstars, basically.
But not...
Oh, yeah. Let me rephrase that. You've got the people you just know 8 to 9 out of 10 every game.
Yes.
That's who you've got.
I have.
Mine is just, I want battles that align well with each other.
Mine is potential. Mine is...
sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
No, don't say that.
Flames has never been shit. Flames has never been shit.
No, in fact,
Flames has never been shit either, you know?
When JC whooped her ass.
She wasn't shit. She got her ass kicked, though.
Everyone's
got
to learn, man.
Shit like that.
But she got her ass kicked. I can't lie.
She's got to learn, bro. All
right, go on. Rookie.
Ah, and I picked Fonz. Ah, Jesus.
Wait, but who's a rookie now?
So rookies, let's call it from Kidslade class below.
Ah, Kidslade. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I don't blame you still. That guy had...
I had to do it, bro.
But who else is rookie? Sorry, I just need to know. Cause...
J2? Trufa?
I don't want
Think to of UM
Suffler,
4 song. Class onwards.
Foot, Klutz.
See, the thing is,
Eunice.
Oh, Eunice.
Would have worked well on yours, to be fair.
Eunice might, but I've never been impressed.
Him against Hustle.
I know this sounds mad. I haven't watched a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, watch him and him and Hustle.
I just admit defeat and pick any of them, bro.
Yeah, I know. So I'm just gonna pick Foots, isn't it?
You picked a fucking good one.
I know. Fucking one, I know.
You're still keeping the momentum going.
Foots, Rums, and
that's a bad boy.
Listen,
that's a bad boy.
Yeah, mine is still a bit light, you know.
I don't think it's light. The thing is, I just think you've got potential to lose a lot of battles.
Potential. It's just potential.
Because we got the, your baby Av, you're a snitch, and and Jack fucked you. Like, it's mad.
Hey, yo. Hey, don't do that, bro.
No, but you know that.
What's the goddamn buzz?
Big brim. No, no, yeah, she's the big brim. I think, yeah, that's a bit. Sorry. Let me fix that. Cause I
hear you on the
listen. I love First Lady Flames and Jack on, will always be in my category.
Come on, bro.
So
rookie. I'm gonna pick Swervo.
Oh my days, bro! I was just about to say it, bro.
I'm gonna pick Swervo.
Oh my days!
I think Swervo's cold. I think he's so cold.
Have you watched Swervo and Chess yet? No, Mups. That one, please.
Mups, watch it.
I beg you, bro.
I think you've been telling me that since last time I watched the pod, didn't I?
Is it? Probably. Yeah, bro, probably. There's a reason, isn't it?
Swervo, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen bits of Swervo and I'm like, I get it. Pause.
Legend. So, Legend, are we talking
How many categories are left?
We've got two more.
Oh, my team is really
well. So, with Legend, we're talking from Smack DVD era, early URL era, and Lion's Den and all them type of things there.
Go on, it's fine.
Oh, G6.
Yeah.
You can, it's fine. Go on, do it. You better not mess up.
For the sake of my team, my team is Fonz.
You better not mess up.
First Lady Flames.
Yeah, you better not mess up.
No, but then...
You have to say the name.
Fuck it, Lux, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Because if you don't, I have to, but he doesn't mention my team. He doesn't blend with my team.
If you do, bro.
Yeah, but he doesn't blend with my team either.
Kind of does, you.
Don't really.
That's it, Rum. Jazz, who else?
Ram, Foots, Jazz, and Foots.
Yeah.
Ram, Jazz, Foots, and if he said Lux.
Yeah.
Nah, it wouldn't blend. It wouldn't blend because his style don't work with.
But I don't think Lux blends in with. Oh, wait, Fonz, Slade. Okay, maybe a little bit.
Right, yeah. Wait, hold on. Right, I've got two names. Not all. I've got three names in my head.
The Legends.
Yeah, I've got three people in my head. One's a bit weird.
Is Bill Collector?
No, he's not a legend. He'll be my wild card, yeah, if okay, anything. Okay. Yeah, like one's a bit weird. The other of recent years, he hasn't won as much, but he's not been shit. And I feel like in my clique, he would bring a lot.
And then, you could say Ines.
No, but that's the shout out to Ines.
Why did you whisper Ines to me, bro?
No, because I was thinking, is that who's describing?
No. And then the other one is like, it's just doing star power for star power.
Mups.
Oh, hold on. But then I've got
category.
Performer.
All right, cool.
I can clean up. Okay. Oh, you're going. Wait. All right. No. All right, if that's the case.
Yeah, my team's gonna be all right. So.
No, my legend.
Yeah.
If none of the people I just described in my head.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Charlie Clips.
Okay, ooh. Fair enough. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Solid team, bro.
When you pick yours, I'll say who the other people I was thinking.
And all Bill right. Collector weren't in there?
No, he weren't.
Was Mook in there?
No, he wasn't. I don't want him.
For me, for a legend, I am... I'm stuck between two people.
Do you know what's the matter?
I know you're stuck between, bruv. One of them, anyway. Twin clocks. Stepping on the floor like flip-flops.
He's one.
Ooh, I didn't even think of him.
He's one. Yeah, he's
bruv, one. I thought he was one of the main people you were going to say.
No.
He's one. Bruh.
No.
And the other one I'm thinking of.
Bruh, I don't know what the fuck you going to say.
It's the most random ever.
Yeah.
Serious?
Nah.
What? You must have said gin or something, bruv.
Do you know what?
Nah. Go on.
I'm going to go with Rex.
You have to.
But you know who I was thinking of?
Who?
Somewhere recent. Arsenal.
Right, he was in my list. He's the one I said.
I was thinking of Arsenal.
He hasn't been winning recently, team,
yeah.
He would blend so well.
I was thinking of Arsenal.
Arsenal was on my list.
I actually hear that still.
Yeah. My other person I was thinking of, my person I said was weird.
Yeah.
was Hollow.
Put some blood clot respect on his name. I'm like, weird.
Fuck, no, bro. Hollow, but always, bruv, sometimes he's loopy, sometimes he's waved. I don't know. Like,
he's on purpose.
I know it. That's what I'm trying to say. It's deliberately weird.
Don't like, put Hollow in that weird category,
no,
bro.
No, sometimes he's like, yeah. No,
fuck it. I should have picked him, bro.
I don't know why you didn't pick Hollow.
Because of Lux. That's why,
oh, yeah, I hear that still. So it. I was either going to go Hollow, Arsenal, or... Right, hold on. We got the next one, the next round.
Last but not least.
Is he performer?
Yeah.
Last but not least, performer. Steph?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could steal Mups.
You could do. I won't blame you.
Do you know what? Yeah, if I did, mine would make so much sense.
Do it. Do it.
No.
I might get laughed at due to recent performances. So, performer.
Do it.
No.
Oh, man, don't do that.
I want to win this. I want to win this.
All right, go on.
Okay. Okay. Hitman Bridge Shine. Hitman Bridge Shine Twerk. Surf. Hitman Bridge Shine Twerk. So, oh, wee.
I don't know why you said those names out loud, because I heard them.
Yeah. Yeah, but I can only pick one, bro.
I know, but yeah, I heard them.
Performer. You can pick my team is Fonz, First Lady Flames, Lux, Kid Slade.
Kid Slade, yeah.
Cheat code, surf. Fuck you, man. Shout out, flying it.
Oh shit.
okay. Yeah, I had that.
Mopsy, you pick it.
Oh shit, you messaged him.
Yeah.
I feel bad because he was like surf. I was thinking at some point I was going to use him if anything, but I didn't
pick Bruce, bro.
Yeah, and I want to, but he ain't active. I want to.
It doesn't matter.
He said he's selling bean pies. They said, man, it wasn't me.
Who's they, bro?
He said it himself.
DNA tooth.
Shit like that. Tooth like that. Tooth DeMarco.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn, y'all.
Performer. He's gonna bring it. And he will gel with so many people on my team. Hitman Holler.
Fuck, man. That's what I was gonna pick, man. Shit. Fuck, man.
Think of my team.
Maps has the best team.
Fuck, man.
I even tried to cheat and pick Surf.
I know. No, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Slade and Surf. All I know is, if Rock didn't do what Rock did, we all know
what Slade would have been.
Not even what he would have been. We know he would have been inducted in Gun Titles.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Easy don't fit in none of those categories, does he? Not really. No, he doesn't.
Not a legend. He's not really a puncher like that.
He's that street talk.
Yeah.
Can't lie. I hate to admit, Surf saved my team.
I think you got a good team. My team would
have looked random as hell, bro, if I didn't put someone like Surf in there.
But the thing is, I feel like Surf would have picked your team if he didn't already have Gun Titles.
I hear it still.
Maybe Av would have been the outsider. It,
what?
But he would have picked your team.
Oh, it's Slade.
Gang affiliation.
She's the other side, but... Yeah, but sometimes you need the... You know that everyone likes to fuck with the girls from the ops.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Go on.
One thing I mentioned about my team was frequency and aligning well together.
Yeah.
Where it makes sense. How can I have a legend like Rex and not have a performer of K-Shine?
Oh, please, bro. You're funny. You know I was going to pick K-Shine just because of you, bro.
Bro, you know, honestly, I was not going to pick Shine. I was going to pick Hitman.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I was originally going to pick
Hitman. If he had taken Hitman, I was thinking Shine or Twerk.
I wouldn't have had Twerk. No reason why. You don't remember.
Inconsistent.
Shit. You're inconsistent.
But with the people that was on my team, I feel like when Twerk's worked with them,
if Twerk was on your one, he would have been sick. He would have been perfect for your team.
Yeah. Jazz can make...
You pick Hitman.
I pick Hitman. It's just because I needed that... The top.
Yeah.
Just to...
So to round up the teams, then, Steph, you have as your puncher as Fonz, your woman's Flames, your rookie's Kid Slade, your legend's Lux, and your performer's Sue Surf. Mups, yours was Ram Lee.
Yeah.
Woman's Jazz the Rapper.
Yeah.
Your rookie's Foots.
Yeah.
The legends, Charlie Clips,
yeah,
and your performance, Hitman Holler. That's a good
team. You know what's funny? Yeah? It sounds like Mups had the first pick.
Yeah, slightly.
It does.
Slightly. And then mine was my punches, Ill Will, my woman's Vixen, my rookie Swervo, my legends Rex, and my performers Keisha.
Yeah, your team's cold still.
Do you know what I was going to probably pick for performer?
Who?
If I wasn't.
Briz?
Nah, Rock. I was going to try and do a cheat code and pick Rock.
He's a performer.
Not going to lie.
Worked a bit, but.
If you had, if we had that whole wild card section in
there. Yeah, there was a wild card in there, then definitely would have been that. Just before we do round up, let's get through a few listeners' questions. Shout out to everyone that was posting their tweets in and letting us asking us a few questions. Dojo, my guy, man. Salute to my guy. Hey,
big him up.
Dojo, my guy. He said, "What would you like to see from the UK battle rap? From UK battle rap in the future, and how have you guys found the event so far across the leagues?" Yo, big
of
up.
of the events that we've attended, I've loved them, man. I've loved the energy. Everyone. I'm just.
I think we've been to all three. We've been to Premiere. Mm-hmm. We've been to Don't Flop.
Yeah, I didn't go to Don't Flop.
Yeah, we.
The last No Flop. Loose chat, I didn't attend.
We've been to No Loose. Yeah.
The last one.
I think the only one that was just left is Members.
Yeah, tell a lie. I've been to a Don't Flop event, not with you lot.
Okay.
Done the independent. So I think the only thing I haven't been to is Members.
Don't Flop. Gem and.
It was Gem and Quill.
Yeah. Cold battle, by the way.
What do I want to see from them? I need to see.
You know, I'm Team New Era, so I want to see the rivalry amongst the new crop in it.
Yeah,
that's
Black T and RX. We need to see that battle.
First thing that came to my head.
What you're saying. I need to see the UK battle rappers have more pride in UK battle rap and wear it on your chest.
Yeah, man.
That's what I want. Mm. I need you to make people know that you do this. So that I can talk about you doing it. Because I don't defend anyone that won't defend themselves.
Mm. I just want to see these
guys. This is why it's important for platforms like us to be here, bruv.
No, I know, but I'm saying that's literally it. Because I will, when I see like a Black T, when I see a Yunnan, when I see... Bruv, even... What's my man name? What's my... Wilsey. When I see that, like, bruv, I'm a big...
Hey, shout out to Wilsey, man.
You man are doing your thing. You're out here. Like, yeah, I can shout out. But if you're... behind the wall pretending that you battle rap. I don't care, innit? Like
100%.
So that's what I want. I want to see the UK battlers actually have more. Bruv, use your platforms.
I want to see the new talent get involved. And like, you know what we were talking about in what battle rappers should be doing more in terms of their own brand. I just want to see the new crop do that.
Yeah.
Just and even though there's a few that I'm already excited to, you already said RX and Black T.
RX, MK, Photo Boy,
gonna be ridiculous whenever it happens.
Yeah.
And MK.
Yeah, MK.
MK as well, bro.
Dojo, Photo Boy, Caveman, Craigy. There's a good class that are coming out right now. Speaking of MK, he asked us.
Shout out to Crash as well, man.
Shout out to Crash. He said, start off. MK sent a question. His question was, start off, where the hell have you guys disappeared off to?
First of all, big up all the Southside, man.
Like, comment, and subscribe, and we'll talk about where we've been.
Yeah, man.
So press the like button, press the subscribe button. You know where it is. Press it. Yeah, safe. All right, cool.
But just to put out there, everyone's good and healthy, though, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Shout out to Iron Battle Culture as well. Subscribe to the Monday as well.
Big
definitely
facts.
A big fan of their podcast.
Shout out to Trubs. It's that time to play. Respectfully.
Mm-hmm.
We got ridiculously busy.
Yeah.
Caps has literally been on a look at him. He's looking healthy. Pause. He's been out here just running 10Ks
for pops. Pause, man.
No, he's been running 10Ks for no reason. Like
that's
just
my pops. Lux,
yeah,
that's it for no reason.
Yeah, but he ain't got no reason.
That's crack.
He's supposed to get healthy. I love that. That's crack. No, Caps has been doing like
trying,
big man. Things. You've seen him. You've seen him in other things. Like some of you don't even know what we do outside of the pod.
Yeah,
and then you see us in places and you go, "Oh shit, I didn't realize."
Yeah.
I have been busy. Doing
facts.
This, that, and the third
filming edit.
We're here.
It's gonna be a consistency.
You see that message that you've seen that group that is literally a conversation that we was having. To like, we're just like, Mr. Pod.
Yeah.
Oh, for real, let's make it happen.
That was literally a conversation,
and that conversation might happen like two or three times, but then it was just No, let's not play. No,
big up to Premier Battles specifically, I would say, man, and Trubs as well, because them, man, kind of.
They helped bring us
yeah,
back.
Yeah, man. They helped yeah. definitely, bro.
They definitely brought
us. Shout out to Jordy as well, because Jordy had a real conversation with me as well.
Yes.
I was filming something, and then Jordy just happened to be in the building, and then we had like a 20, 30 minute conversation about battle rap.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You lot need to bring the pod back. Stop wasting time."
Yeah, man. We're here, bro.
So
shout out to Jordy every single back. Time. We back.
We back. Yeah. We so if he can drop an album, then we can bring the pod back.
Yeah, man. Make sure you get that SMH as well, man.
And album's cold as well. Like,
cold. So cold, bro.
Very, very cold.
Shout out to Hylus the Virus, who said, "What do you think of Battle Rap Resume and Cammy's lists? And would you guys consider doing a top 50? And would you reckon you've got around the top? Who do you reckon you've got around the top spots?" I haven't seen the list yet.
Said that at the end.
The top 50 list, I haven't seen it yet. I think when we do it, we're going to have Cammy and Battle Rap Resume on to actually talk.
I think doing top 50 for a whole episode is a bit of a mazzy. If we could potentially
if
do
we
like
were to
top
do
10.
Our own top 50 list, hell no.
That's what I was going to say.
That's why I said top 10, bro.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
Hell no, I'm not doing a top 10 or 50.
Yeah, I love all of those lists. That. I'm not qualified.
Big up use lot. Yeah,
I'm not qualified.
I'm not qualified to do.
I'm biased, and I'm ignorant, and I just want to talk about the things I want to talk about.
Because man will mention things that happened in 2012, and I have no idea that happened.
Yeah,
and just to put out there, regardless, Shotty is always going to be number one to me. But yeah,
facts.
Yeah, facts. For real. What in the UK? We just talking in general.
UK store.
Oh yeah. No, but don't get me wrong. Listen, Shotty's a legend. And I need everyone to know that. But yeah, no, I like that the fact that. But what was Battle Rap Resume?
Battle Rap Resume and Cammy.
And Cammy.
Salute to Cammy, man. That's my guy. That's
see,
my guy,
see
man.
You lot. You lot have
guys are champions.
A unique perspective.
Cammy, yeah, you guys are.
Yeah, you lot got perspective that not everybody has, and I feel like it's important that you do what you do because it gives us things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So we need him here though because he was applying pressure when Reese was talking his talk, bro.
Yeah.
Cammy was applying pressure.
Cammy was
so
talking his talk
up,
still.
People and also like Rap Redux as well. People like him.
Yes.
Like, you lot, do not stop doing what you do because I think it's very important.
People like them. People like Let's Talk Battle Rap.
Yeah, like listen, it's mad important.
They really provide content and conversations for the culture.
Yeah.
So yeah, shout out to my guy K Millie. Big up the whole South Side.
South.
If you could put together a battle rap card for the O2 Arena sold out tickets, who would be on the card? I am going to
do we have to do battles or just battlers?
I'll say
O2 Arena.
Battles.
Oh, Jem and Shotty. Sorry.
Yeah, Jem and Shotty. Okay.
They're opening, I'm sorry.
Definitely on there.
Opening, I'm sorry. It's the O2.
If it's the O2, I'm going to try.
Oh, what?
O2 Arena, we didn't say Indigo.
Specifically just UK bar rap.
No. Sorry, it's O2 Arena.
You can do UK and US if you want. So we can
no, hold on. You have to realize you're selling out the O2 Arena.
So you need UK
so
and
you
US.
Need...
We need the best of the best.
You need the best of the best. And I feel like if we're going to have an undercard,
Okay, let's do it like the Invasion.
UK and US. UK and US. All right, so the main event for me would be Shorty versus Tay Rock.
No, respectfully, no.
So we're gonna do Taylor.
No, I'm being like
Shorty
this is Luke. Mad respectful, but respectfully, no.
So who? Shorty and
Luke? I need like UK openers, yeah. We need UK openers, and then we need like some US openers. Because, bruv, when you go to like think about it, it's the O2, yeah, that's what like 50,000 people. 20,000.
Yeah.
Right. We know that the first three battles are going to be seen by 10% of the crowd. We need to have like a nice warm up, but we need people to be in there to be warmed up for what they're about.
I can't have no two Americans headlining fucking O2.
You don't have that, bro.
We are not having that. We are not having that, Mups. We are not having two American battlers come to the UK to headline O2.
Give me Tony D versus Rum Nitty, bro.
Bruv, if you want, yeah, Tony D, Rum Nitty.
I understand what's happening here. Right now, I'm just going to talk to you. Right now, what's happening
okay, so
is,
if you want
to
do
wait, let me just say, right now, what's happening is the men then want to have like a dream card and a dream scenario.
It's a dream card.
I'm looking at it from a business point of view. Like, I need to make my money back. Mups, I need to make my
good,
money
bro.
Back.
Mups, your money's good, bro. We're not talking
but,
about
but
that.
I hear, no, but hear what? We're going to go with what I've been outvoted and we're doing
okay,
the same scenario.
Right, do you want to do this? All right,
he agreed.
No, since we're doing, if we're going to do dream cards and certain things like that, I'm going to have one person that is age super dreaming and everything else is UK, US battlers. All
right? Do whatever you want.
What, so you would have US versus US main event in O2, bro?
Yes.
No, I'm not saying
you two wouldn't.
I'm saying US and the UK person.
You wouldn't. No. I would.
I'm still doing US pockets, bro.
I'm still doing US and UK
would.
As a headline.
About your pockets,
bro. Yeah, 100%.
All right, cool. I'll turn around and do. Give me.
I'm bringing. I bring Germany out here. hearing. I'm reading everybody. Yeah, go on. Sorry, go ahead.
Give me Tay Rock versus Getz.
Huh?
Wait, hold on. Oh, we're using non-battle rappers.
That's my.
We got dreams. He's got dreams. We've got to make it make sense.
In fact, it's the O2. Give me Twerk versus Getz. Give me Twerk versus Getz.
Oh my god.
Give me Twerk versus Getz.
Okay. Then the next card, the next one underneath that would be
Shorty and
No. What? It would be Easy versus Tay Rock.
In the O2 here, bruv.
Bruv, it's a big battle.
Niggas is wilding, bro. Niggas is wilding, bro.
I definitely wouldn't want that over here.
All right, cool.
I said Tony and Rum.
Tony and Rum. I'm happy with that.
Okay.
Give me...
But you haven't said Shorty. If your main event is going to be, would you say Getz and Twerk or something?
Yeah, give me Geechee and Shorty.
Geechee and Shorty?
Yeah.
Geechee and Shorty is a good shout.
Give me Geechee and Shorty.
Geechee and Shorty is a very good shout.
All right, we're going further down the card now. Give me Quill and Real Sick.
I love that as an opener. Sick.
As an opener?
An opener?
Yeah. Right, yo, man, I'm serious. Right, let me see what the rest of the card looks like for you then. If that's the opener.
Yeah, because I'm thinking this shit is jumping, Destiny Child style from off the rip.
Yeah,
Opening battle is going to be crazy. Give me, you said Tony D, you said Shotty. Give me.
I haven't said Gem.
Give me Gem versus.
I got that as well.
Give me.
With his penmanship and subject matter.
Who would you have in mind for Gem?
Oh, sorry. No, I was thinking about another battle. For Gem, do you know what the thing is here? Gem is very... It sounds wild, yeah, but for me, Gem is kind of like the UK Nitty to me.
Yeah.
Where, you know, when he punches, you know shit.
I want Gem being conceited, though.
So I would want him to battle someone where Gem he's going to feel that same pressure. You know what I'm saying? Man's going to say something to you and it lands, bro.
Gem
and conceited. I would have said Real Sick, but I always said Real Sick.
Gem
and
conceited.
So, Gem and conceded.
Yeah.
Gem 30, bro. Don't
care if it's a 30. I want to sell out the O2. No.
Yeah,
30 sell tickets. Yeah. 30 sell tickets still. I want to sell out the O2. I want conceded there. And he's why Hitman nowhere?
Yeah, so
why ain't Mook on the card, bro?
I was about to say Gem and Clips, but I was fucking there when they
yeah.
I get out. Why ain't Mook on? It's the O2.
No, it's true.
It's the O2.
Let's do that. What?
Lux, where's he at?
Three more battles.
Okay.
Any three.
Mook and...
Mook?
Bro, oh, it's sorry, the sorry, O2. Sorry.
Give me Lux and Wretch.
Who?
Oh, manager. Okay, cool.
Lux and Wretch. I hear that. So you're saying what? Mook and Kano, yeah?
No, do you know what? Okay, I'll tell you why this was wild to me, yeah? Because man said a battle rap event in the O2, but we're picking man that ain't battle rappers.
But those two are cheat codes.
I need to sell out the
O2. This is business.
This man's not picking battle
rappers. This is business.
I need to sell out the O2.
All right, cool. Do you know what? Let's go into the next question then. We can keep that one for another day.
No, I'm hurt about that, bruv. But yeah, go.
Shout out to Micah. That's cool.
Sorry, no problem.
Let's go on to Mr. Alves as well, who literally his question was, with all this outside drama, is battle rap in a danger of falling off? We pretty much answered that. And this might be the last great Summer Madness we have. What battles do you want to see?
The last Summer Madness.
Yeah. For this battle, this Summer Madness coming, what do we want to see? Tay Rock and Easy.
I want to see similar to SM2, which is the best Summer Madness ever, just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a similar theme where it's error versus error to a degree. Big up Nolish Chat, by the way. But I'd want to see an error versus error.
Okay.
So
rookies versus vets sort of thing.
I wouldn't say rookies though, but just error versus error. So
I like that.
Do you get what I mean? So to me, Lux and Rum is the perfect theme for that.
For some madness, yeah.
Separation
sense.
Of errors.
Yeah.
The only difficult thing is obviously Twerk has battled Mook and
yeah.
But I think there's still a way you can do it though, man. That SM is gonna have to be, it has to cover all bases, bro.
Mm-hmm,
it has to cover everything. So Easy and Tay Rock could be on that.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. if it's the last one, you better do your error versus error. But I need a cross card. I need a takeover.
The last SM ever.
I want Adam's greatest versus Smack's greatest.
Smack's greatest against Smack's rejects.
Who is
on that note? Listen, big up to every single person that has been watching, that's been listening. Make sure you subscribe to the Roofers.
Apologies because there's bear shit YouTube. We haven't spoken on, but we are back.
We are back. There will definitely be more. Going to be covering it in forthcoming episodes as well.
From the rooftops as well.
From the rooftops, definitely will be coming. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all of that good stuff. Roof, bow.